Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's All You Can Geek Gamescast, episode 307. I'm one of your hosts, Jim Gast, joined by Mike Sneedy.
What's up?
Corey Feinsod.
Hey, guys.
And Tony Korkanakis.
Nerf this.
Salty. See, got the shirt on. Welcome, listeners, and those who, and viewers, obviously. Listeners, you can't see, I'm wearing a salty shirt. Overwatch shirt. I got my Overwatch shirt. But welcome, listeners and viewers, to episode 307. So it's been a busy week. I was in a wedding, and when we get to what we've been up to, I haven't really even played any games. Tony, you've been playing some Overwatch at least?
Not so much. I played a little bit. But I'll get into that when we get there. So
yes, we will. I'm not trying to jump ahead. But anyways, welcome, listeners. We're going to start this off. Now my computer's going slow. We're going to start this off with a drop-off. A drop-off that is No Man's Sky.
No Man's Game.
So this game, there's been a lot of controversy behind No Man's Sky. People saying that the game was a lie, essentially.
A man has no name.
A man has no name.
A man has no game.
Yeah. Yeah, so what? Like, the biggest controversy behind this is the fact that it's failed to deliver on what it was promising.
Multiple promises.
And such as, can you give me some examples?
Multiplayer, different warring factions, a huge, not to be spoily, but like a huge mystery at the center of the universe, it's a laundry list. There's a huge Reddit post that actually contained every single promise the game made, and then every feature that was missing from the game.
Is the center of the universe just the end of the game? Is that how it works now?
No, it's like a game that comes after. It's just not a big mystery. Nobody that's worth going
Spoiler alert.
Don't you just start?
Spoiler alert. 5 minutes. Skip ahead if you haven't been the center of the universe.
Spoiler. Yeah, you just start the game over again. Like it's fucking Pac-Man.
It's like an old arcade machine. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
Really.
Turtles in Time after $5, and you can do the same thing.
So the game is now down on the PC. This is PC.
PC stats only, because that's the only numbers we can get publicly.
Down 90% in 2 weeks.
Active daily users. So people bought the game and then played it and dropped off in 2 weeks.
Oof.
That's really bad.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I also heard that it runs like shit on PC also.
For a procedural game, like it's supposed to be like creative and exploration, to have that drop off in just 2 weeks, that's a high drop off.
Yeah. Yep. They're saying it's like in the Arkham... like almost Arkham Bad too.
I don't know, I just feel like the developer just pulled a Peter Molyneux and just overpromised, underdelivered, and I think they deserve every bit of the backlash. Like, I'm not saying bash them forever or they need to be blacklisted, but like they need to be held accountable to that, you know. Just they literally just, I equate it to, they stole people's money. Like, they promised something and didn't deliver.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, from the beginning, I think all of us on this podcast have had this game nailed. None of us were interested in this thing. Like, it didn't seem like it was going to be possible. Like,
that's what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to listen to the E3 podcast when it first came out 2 years ago. Because I remember being like, what the fuck do you do? What do you even do? It doesn't make sense. What do you do?
We immediately were calling that out. So it's
a few red flags here. First of all, his team is like five people or something, and it's apparently the biggest game ever conceived. How are five people going to manage that and make it like anything? Then you hear that it's procedurally generated, and you put two and two together, and you're like, oh, so this is just going to be like random map of nothingness with no actual context or purpose at all, which is pretty much what it is. So, I mean, you say they're stealing money, but like, I also feel like Bayer should have been aware that like this wasn't gonna work.
Yeah. I mean, no.
And the reviews came out before the game was released too.
Yeah, I agree with you to a certain degree, but I feel like that whole thing is just, and I think somebody wrote an article about this. I forget who it was. It might have been the Jimquisition, where he talks about the hype machine and how like internet hype is just ridiculous these days. Like, and you know, like you said, like people kind of like got themselves hyped up to it and they stopped thinking and were just like, oh, this game's gonna be nuts, it's gonna be the best thing ever since sliced bread, blah blah blah. And it's like, well, how, like, you start asking these questions, like, yeah, it doesn't make sense how a team of less than 10 people is gonna make this ridiculously procedurally generated game that's going to be crazy in depth and just whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's equal parts, but ultimately, the guy straight up lied multiple times. He's like, I mean, he even lied to Steve Colbert. How do you lie to Steve Colbert? When he flat out goes, so you will be able to play with a friend. Yes. It's like, dude, like, do you not know the word no? Is that not in your vocabulary?
See, I think that at the time that he truly believed that, I think.
Yeah.
Sure, it's like Peter Molyneux when he promised the other stuff. I really think that was in his vision. Like, that's what he wanted to do with the game.
He legitimately had no idea what his game would end up being.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine if at that point, a year ago or whatever it was, like, yeah, multiplayer was in the design. I mean, so that's... There's not something you just, like, plan for and then take it out. Without knowing way ahead of time, because that goes into a design document. It's like, oh, multiplayer doesn't work. Or at the very least, you know, that aside, at the very least, be honest with people. Be like, yeah, we really want a multiplayer in the game, guys, but it just didn't happen. Because, I mean, I'm not sure if you heard the reports, but the boxes that got sent out of the game had multiplayer printed on the box, and they put a stupid sticker over there to, like, get rid of the multiplayer, like, thing. Like, that's fucking sad. And then you don't even talk about it. Like, you're just like, oh, maybe people won't notice. Ugh. Like, fuck that guy. Fuck that guy. Fuck their team.
It seemed like he thought, oh, this world is so big, no one will ever, like, even have the chance to run into each other anyway. And
then the first day it happened.
First day, like, people coordinated it on purpose and, like, why can't I see you? It's like, yeah. I don't know.
Oh, man. So, yeah, 90% drop. So, yeah, this game is not doing well.
The moral of the story is you can make a world as big as you want, but if it's lifeless, it's pointless.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be interesting. Pretty much it.
It's got to be interesting.
Yep.
Yeah, it's nothing to do. That's all I got to say. I have nothing for this game. Haven't played it. Haven't even watched videos of it.
I'm so glad you did not fall into the hype of this, because, like, I don't know, like, sometimes, like...
From the get-go, I never wanted this game.
I know, but, like, out of all of, like, because, you know, like, Jim and I... I had the argument the other day, like, I'm usually a Nintendo guy, usually a Sony guy, so I thought you were going to be all about this game, and I'm so glad you didn't, because this is, like, out of all the games that Sony has done this year, like, Infamous, Killzone, or whatever the hell it is, like, fuck this game. Like, fuck this game.
Yeah.
Fuck
you. Yeah.
And that's what the consumers said with their 90%
drop
off.
90% drop, yeah.
I mean, it shows, absolutely. I was rooting for the game. I definitely wanted it to be a success and wanted it to actually, you know, be everything that they said it was going to be. It just looked boring as shit. So, like, it didn't matter for me even if it was a success. But it still was weird. I don't know if you guys noticed. We were chatting in there, Tony, if you and Mike. I had a
question. We're having quality control issues with our stream. But we're doing okay on my side. So... Am I good here?
As long as though you guys... Okay, well...
Oh, I'm crackling for you guys.
Yeah. Ooh.
All right, that's not good. It's my computer, so I have to close some windows.
Stop watching porn.
Oh, I'm just closing some windows. Is that better?
I told you how awkward it is when you're fapping while we're podcasting. It's not cool, dude. Not cool.
You just see Jim like...
Anyways,
gotta get some vinegar strokes on camera, man.
I want to see your vinegar strokes.
I closed some tabs. Hopefully that works.
Yeah, still fireworks. Poppy.
Still fireworks. Okay. I could disconnect if you want. I'll come back on.
Maybe just do it real quick, guys. Or, yeah.
Okay. No more. Yeah.
So anyway,
I don't think we're getting video here though. So
is that?
You're better.
That
now.
Better?
You're
better?
Yay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, we're going to continue.
Nice.
Just talking about No Man's Sky.
Yeah, we're done with it.
More like All Man's Shit.
Yeah. So anyways, moving on, we have World of Warcraft. Blah, blah, blah. World of Warcraft. That was not the connection. That was just my blah. Legion's coming out this week. So how long has it been since the last expansion?
Warlords of Draenei. Dude, I didn't even know this. Like, because here's the thing. Like, I actually, for probably 5 minutes, I contemplated, you know what, maybe I should resub, you know? Like, I kind of missed the world. I sat out for 2 expansions now. So it'd be a lot of content for me to, like, visit and stuff like that. But no, I was like, nope, can't do it, Tony. Like, you just don't have the time. You don't have, like, the energy. You don't have the effort. Like, you need to get games out of your backlog, this and the other thing. But I was reading posts about it. So Warlords of Draenei was apparently the worst expansion for Blizzard. Like, so it got a lot of people to play initially, but then it dropped to the lowest user base it's ever seen. And it went, in the 2 years that it was out, or, like, year and a half or whatever it was, it had 2 content patches. Two content patches. Like, I'm like, that is shit. Like,
yeah.
Can you imagine being in a raiding guild and, like, you guys clear it and it's like, well, we're not going to have anything to do for a whole fucking year, guys. Like,
yeah. Farm status for a year?
Yeah.
Wow. Like,
it's fucking shitty.
Yeah, so I'm glad. I mean, I guess there's still players here. There's over, how many? There's still 10 million at least?
No.
They're down?
They're down to, like, 6, I want to say, which is still impressive, but it just. It's way off
right. Like, a 12-year-old game now?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so.
The Demon Hunter class is so fucking overpowered. Holy shit, dude. Like, Death Knights, I thought, were fucking overpowered. Yeah. Demon Hunters, I think, like, just totally annihilate them. Demon Hunters have a double jump. A double jump MMO. Wow. Not only double jump, they can glide, like, with their wings. It's like, what?
I remember when we had, like, these conversations about druids. And then now it's gotten so more complicated, you know?
Yep.
Anyways, okay, so...
There were some pretty big deaths in this, too, as I heard. Like,
really? In this story, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we have listeners Warcraft lore that haven't already heard this, but King Valerian died. Hmm. In the intro, and then I think
the war chief.
The war chief died, too, so...
Oh, wow.
Holy damn.
So what's her name is now? Sylvanas is like the war chief?
Yeah, the war chief, yeah. Good for her. But I don't know. I mean, my brother is subscribing to some, like, kind of like living vicariously through him, like watching him play, and that's probably good enough for me. Like,
mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
We'll be going back to Overwatch because season 2 is starting next week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a lull. I mean, it's been good, though. I've had a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. Tomorrow, I think, is it, though. If it's not tomorrow, it's...
You're done.
...not going to happen, I don't think. So. Yeah. I don't think they're going to have it be...
This is the new character bet.
Yep. I don't think so, either. I think that'd be terrible. So, anyways, Titanfall 2's demo was going on... Technical test, thank you. The technical test going into week 2, they made some big changes for this one, and they're going to make more. There's still more feedback they got.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. They'll go ahead, Tony.
I don't know, I was just going to say, I forget if I even mentioned that I played it.
You mentioned it last week, but I know that there were a lot of gripes.
Yeah, but I played it just because I was like, you know, from the get-go, I was really interested in Titanfall. Right, I'm the giant robot guy, and it just, because, like, that would have been the one game that made me get an Xbox One, but, like, people just stopped playing it so quick. I was like, well, you know, I'm glad I didn't buy an Xbox for this. But so I was like, oh, you know, now it's on PS4, I'll try it. And I mean, there's some solid mechanics. It's not, like, broken or anything like that, but, like, it just didn't feel that fun to me. Like, it felt like so much Call of Duty, and it's just, instead of, like, having, like, revolved around, like, your mechs, it's just, like, a kill streak. It's like, oh, cool, you got 10 kills, use your Titan. It's like, well, okay, but it's not even that good. Like, I felt more vulnerable in the Titan a lot of times than just, like, you know, running around. And what I thought was cool is, like, just jumping around and just being very aerial and acrobatic with it, but apparently it's shit compared to the first game. I can't confirm that, but I'm like, damn. Like,
what I heard, they were going to tweak a lot of that this weekend.
Yeah.
So that they're back to timers for Titans, right?
Yeah. Well, they said that they still want to reward you if you're doing well, but you will refill your Titan gauge passively. Yeah. Kind of like Overwatch, like you're old.
No, that's how it was in the game.
Yeah.
Like, if you were if you were killing a lot of people, your gauge filled faster, didn't it? Because not everybody was getting a Titan at the exact same time in Titanfall 1. Right. Yeah. You still got a Titan after a certain amount of time anyways, but that was the idea behind it. So even, like, the people who weren't very good at it may have been better in... Because there's a different fight mechanic. Maybe you're better in the mech, so you're still going to get the mech. You know what I mean? Like, there's a different fight mechanic that happened. The fact that they had changed that originally, I was shocked. Like, I couldn't believe that. And then they also tweaked it so it's faster for this weekend. So they're a lot faster. and the pilots are not as papery.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's a balancing thing. I knew that would get changed.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's good that they're, you know, recognizing the issues that people are having and stuff. So, you know, I mean, yeah. It's still on my radar. You know, probably like a $30 to $40 title if other people are getting it. It's just, I'm so into Overwatch, it's hard for me to even think or contemplate playing another FPS because I, like Corey does it with Destiny, I can't fathom it. I don't have any interest in doing that.
That's the problem is, like, if you go from one game directly into another game and only have a short time with it, it's going to be weird and feel weird and not be what you want because you're so used to something else. You really do need to put some time into it to kind of get back into the swing of things because it took me, like, I played Destiny for a long time, but it took me, you know, a good hour or two to get back into the swing of the game.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's... We have... what else do we have here? We have Nintendo stuff. Well, let's move into Nintendo a little bit. Target is painting... Those big red balls they have in the front of the Target stores are painted like Pokeballs now. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Actually, it's funny because one in my area just did as I drove past. I was like, huh, that's funny.
That's funny. Man, this Pokemania is back, even though their Pokemon Go's active player base is down to 15 million?
No, it dropped 15.
Declined 15 million, so it's at 30 million, right?
Yeah, which is still insane. Still insane. For a mobile game.
Not taking anything away from the game, it's still insane. Yeah. I don't like the game, I don't play it, but...
I do think it's getting kind of, like, towards the area in time where, like, they need to start doing more stuff with content, because, like, it's been out for 2 months now, and it's, like, kind of, like, they haven't
really... Has it been two months already?
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, it's been most of the summer. Honestly, it's doing a little better at this point than I thought it would at, like, this far down the line.
I gave it a month.
Yeah. I remember.
Yeah, I know. So, Nintendo's it's funny. EA came out. I'm going to say this one first, then we'll talk about Nintendo more. But EA came out and said how they're very excited, actually, for the new PlayStation 4 Neo and the Xbox Scorpio because it's going to extend the life of this generation. So they're actually excited.
Peter Moore, who is the biggest douchebag in gaming.
Yeah, but... We were talking about how the developers and such would respond to this because they have to program more.
He's the guy who killed Sega, and now he works at EA.
I understand who he is. I'm just saying that we were talking about how these companies were gonna be like flipping out because they'd have to worry about programming for so many different level systems.
Well, he's just gonna make crap for everything. Just be like, oh, it's one system forever.
Sure, he can be excited about the idea of it, but. Is he the one actually getting in there, grinding down and staying up? Like,
I doubt he has any idea how to like program anything.
No. Yeah, I mean, you say not things because you want to sell
they
games.
They also said they had an unprecedented partnership with Nintendo for the Wii U, and we all know how that turned out. So.
Yeah.
Unprecedented, which means not.
Nothing. Yeah, exactly. It means
this
nothing.
Is unprecedented partnership because it doesn't actually exist. Because
it's never happened before, bitches.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you're right. We don't get an actual developer coming on. To talk about it, but
I mean, your underlying point, Jim, I do agree. I think as much as the game companies won't flat out say, I do think they want a longer generation because
yeah, I know. Yeah,
well, that's what they're used to. They were used to having like the last 8 years, whereas
that's why the last one was successful. But the question is, do we get a longer generation with this, or do we get a shorter one? Like, what is this really? We don't know for sure.
Yeah, you can't label it anymore. You can't. So, moving into Nintendo stuff, it's funny because we're talking about Nintendo. We joke about it on every podcast. How we know nothing about when they're going to announce anything about NX, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, they are releasing a new 3DS XL. The Galaxy thing, did you see that one?
Yeah, it's so dumb. I'm like, really? You need to... Like, they even had Reggie do a video for it. I'm like, what? Like... You guys are so fucking tone deaf right now. It's ridiculous. Like
everybody wants to know what's going on with the NX, and you give us a 3DS XL
color,
new color.
Color, yeah. It's like what the fuck? Like it's. And the thing is, like, you know, we talked about this weeks ago, and we've been talking about it ever since E3 came and went. But like, you know, and there was that rumor that said Nintendo's going to have their own press show for the NX in September. It's September later this week, and we still don't have anything about it. So, like, that window is starting to close because, you know, they have to send that stuff out at least, like, I would figure a week in advance to give all these outlets time for them to schedule people to travel and, you know, work and write stuff up. But, like, when's that going to fucking happen? When? Like,
I mean, when did the Wii U come out? It came out, like, Oops, sorry about that, guys.
When 4 years ago. Last election.
Yeah, so it's been 4 years. We've had the PS4 and Xbox One launch, and we've had announcements for their next console upgrade already. Like, and nothing on what Nintendo's planning on doing.
Yeah, I mean, we've got this leak, possibly, right? Like, this this information that's showing up now for more rumors about anything about it. But the detachable controllers have force feedback and motion controls. Mike, you joked about...
So no NX for you, because
motion controls. No, it's not the motion controls. It's the fucking design of the controls. I don't like the design of the Wii controllers. Well, I don't like them.
If it's something that pops off the side, it'll be very similar, I would think.
Yeah, I have a bad feeling you're right. So I don't know. But 6.2-inch screen, 720p?
Yeah, that's the rumor. This is... comes from Emily Rogers, who supposedly has a lot of insider contacts. She has been right on a decent amount of things, but she's also been kind of wrong on a decent amount of things. But at the very least, nowadays she does say, hey, this is what I've heard. I have reason to believe that the people who are telling me this aren't lying to me. So if you're interested, here's the info, but don't, you know, try to hang me like or burn me at the stake like a witch when it doesn't come out to true. Because, you know, so much stuff happens in game development, like just because a prototype of one thing comes out, like, and the final product is different, like, that's not saying she was wrong, it's just her source had the information at the time that was correct.
It's like that boomerang controller for the PlayStation 3, was that?
Yeah. Fuck that controller. But, you know, the one thing somebody did point out was that the last couple of systems, the Wii U, the 3DS, and the Wii, all were done in a press event in September. So, historically, there is a trend or a pattern that Nintendo does reveal their new systems in the month of September. So hopefully, like, I just want to fucking know. I do. I'm so fucking tired of the rumors. Like, I'm tired of speculation. I'm tired of talking about it. Like, I just want to know. I just want to know so I can make a fucking informed decision on where I stand on it. Because, like, it's just driving me crazy. It's stupid.
And do you really think in 6 months, that's it, that it'll be available? March.
I don't know. I mean, well, the thing is, Sony did it with PS4 and Microsoft did it with Xbox One. I mean,
well,
yeah, and we're gonna get it with Neo possibly 1 month turnaround, PS4 not even 1 month.
Like announced in February, I think, and then it came out in.
It was less time November. For the Xbox. Yeah.
Okay, so like 8 months, 9 months.
So, we're gonna get. I don't know. It's gonna be interesting.
We know it's happening. I mean, that's the thing. We know.
Yeah, we definitely. It's going to happen, but when? Like,
we don't know anything about
Half-Life 3.
If they don't make an announcement in September, like, this system's not coming out early next year. It's not.
No, like, because they need. Here's the thing: is like, you're going to have people hyped on. You have people hyped up on Xbox One S right now. You're going to have people hyped up about the PS4 Revision and the PS4 Neo. Like, and
that's happening early September.
Right. So it's like your window. Like, and during the holidays, people aren't going to really give a shit about a new console announcement, and if you're launching in Q1 of 2017, like, you better fucking start advertising that shit before Q1 of 2017. Like, it's just
that's usually how it works.
And how can you advertise during the holidays too? It's like,
that's the thing. That's why you have to get it done
and not have it available then. Right.
That's why you have to get it done before.
I would almost be surprised at this point if this doesn't get pushed till fall of next year.
I am in agreement with you, Mike. I think it does.
I just I'm not saying it's not going to happen because
it's just lining
Nintendo
up.
Nintendo always surprises me, but like it's just hard for me to believe that Nintendo would go essentially almost 2 years without like anything, like anything.
Yeah, it's not like they're supporting the Wii. Like, they get like one game a year or something.
If it's November of next year, they need to give you a Mario, a Zelda. And one other big property.
Zelda coming out for Wii U? Like, when is that coming out?
And that's pushed until NX?
Right? Yeah, they probably will hold it off on purpose.
Oh, no. They were absolutely 100% holding it off for NX. Absolutely. There's not a doubt in my mind that that game could have been released by now if they really wanted to. And they're just like, nope, we got to see it for NX. Because that is a system seller. That is. Mm-hmm. Like, people will buy that system for Zelda.
But it's also coming to Wii U.
Right, but that's just doing it to appease the people that bought the Wii U and might not buy the NX. Just like Twilight Princess was also ported to Wii and released the same day as GameCube.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think they would ever just drop the Wii U version of that?
No.
It's like done, like he just said. It's done.
No.
I know, but just to make people buy the NX.
It's going to make people buy the NX anyway.
Right, exactly. Because, like, there's only, what, like 12 million Wii U's out there? Like, they're not...
All right, let's get into what we've been up to. But first, I want to mention an offer for our listeners. If you go to trylootcrate.com/AYCG, you can actually sign up for Loot Crate, which is a subscription, monthly subscription service that gives you goodies in the mail. So you sign up, you pay monthly, and in the mail you get comics, shirts, collectible figures, little like stickers sometimes, collectible statues
pins.
Sometimes.
You get pins a lot.
All kinds of stuff. So if you go to trylootcrate.com/AYCG, and then when you sign up, you enter the code, the promo code BRIDGE10, that's BRIDGE, and the numbers 1 and 0, BRIDGE10, into the thing. You get 10% off your subscription. So yeah, do that. And once again, it's trylootcrate.com/AYCG. Now, getting into what we've been up to. Not much for me. I wasn't even able to play Overwatch much this week. I found, okay. Oh, so last week, you all heard the drama of my PS Vita.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I threw it on the screen last week, and you know, that whole thing went down where I was angry with it because I lost all my data, and so I didn't realize how deep that went at first. And I thought, like, once I was looking at my storage, that I not only lost my Zero Escape 3 data when I actually replayed it all. I thought I lost my Persona 4, which was like 9 hours, which isn't that much for that game, but 9 hours. And all my other stuff, Freedom Wars, all my progress in that. And so I was like flipping out. I was freaking, and then I'm looking at the storage. And I started to try to open up space because it said only had 991 megabytes free. Because I was going to try to play, going to re-download Persona and just start it again. I was thinking about that. So I couldn't do it because there's not enough storage. And then that's when I realized, like, wait. I have an 8 gigabyte memory card in my PS Vita. Like, why is that not showing up here? So I popped open the cover and I popped out the card and I looked at it. And I'm like, it looks fine. So I went to go pop it back in. And that's when my system said, new card detected. Do you want to restart using this card? And I said, yes. And then all my stuff came back. So I do have my data back. And I don't know what happened, but it stopped using my memory card. And that's what happened when I lost my data. So luckily I have all my stuff back. Unfortunately, this week I was involved with friends who came out from Seattle, so we were very busy. They were getting married, so there was a lot of things going on, and I couldn't get to play too much Overwatch or even, you know, I wanted to actually play more Force Awakens, so I want to get that out of the way before Season 2 starts of Overwatch, and I wasn't able to do that, unfortunately, but plus it's getting busy at work. This is the busiest week of the year for me, so. But anyways, that's it for me. Corey, what have you been up to?
I'm kind of in the same boat because we are both friends with that fellow from Seattle. And so a lot of planning, a lot of helping.
Yeah.
And just visiting. They, you know, we haven't seen them that often. And, you know, when they do come out, we try to spend time with them. So,
yep.
So that was basically my week as well. Just I got a couple games of Destiny in. That was it, really.
Okay. Mike, how about you?
Well, I've also had a strange week. I've had
we were all away.
Yeah, I am in a hotel right now. I'm in a little training week and a half for something coming up. But I did stop at Wildwood again for a couple days, so I got to play Wii again.
Fucking Nintendo, okay.
Yeah, they get you. Like, if you're there with a family, you can just play some Wii Sports, Wii Sports Resort. Still works, still the same. That's about it. I might have like played a little Overwatch before I left. I'm just still really worried about all these patches coming
soon. I tell you, man, you were worried about Zenyatta, and his usage rate on the PTR is still off the charts. He's still
getting well, my other guy is Genji, and he's getting killed.
He's a piece of shit, so don't worry about it.
Fuck Genji.
It's not a piece of
fuck
shit.
Fuck Genji.
No. Genji is like...
No, just be better. Ninja. Just be better.
Just be better. You be
Genji,
better.
Genji,
you got the most buffed character in the game as your main now. Your character got buffed to no end constantly with D.Va. Yeah. She D.Va? Was nothing, and then she became like everyone's favorite player.
I was using her before she was cool.
Yeah.
Well, she was always cool. But I was using her before the buff. Now she's actually a good tank.
And now they're redoing the hitboxes, so Hanzo's going to kill everyone all the time.
No, they already nerfed him again.
Thank God.
Within this thing. That's what the PTR is for. I guess so. I just,
like, Lucio is getting a tweak too because he's not being used much.
I think it was actually I misspoke on that one. It was the placements of his of competitive. Lucio is the lowest
placing.
Placement.
Okay. So he's still getting a tweak though.
Mm-hmm. They're tweaking that to make it more fair.
It's just like I feel like when I play McCree now, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with him anymore because I haven't been him for a while.
Medium to long range, and he's good there. Yeah, and that's
where Lucio's actually getting a nerve.
He's getting a speed nerve. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
It's not double timing anymore. He's
a lot to keep
70% timing.
We'll mention that. I think next week we get that patch. So we'll mention it. We'll talk about it.
Interesting to see how it feels.
We're going to do We will do a season two. I think we'll do a season two kickoff, and then we'll do a season two close. I like doing that because that'll talk about the beginning where we're talking maybe highly about it or shitty about it, and then the end we'll have a comparison about, you know, we didn't do that last season, but we'll make sure we get that done this time. So next week or the week after.
It is interesting how everyone hated competitive like right out of the bat, and then people stop playing it. They're just
We all miss it.
And then now that it's gone, it's like quick play is the worst
because everyone's just experimenting with, like, that's what I've been doing. I've been like playing this character as I've never been before. I have no idea what I'm doing.
I'm gonna get back into it and start playing. Yeah, but this is the week where things start to ramp up again with the originals because you want to get practiced up, ready for the season. So this will be when you get actually good competitive matches.
And I think that the changes they made to the ranking system are gonna be a big help.
Yeah, yeah. As long as we can play with each other.
It seems like it though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's just take the most popular ranking system ever from StarCraft, which is a game we make, and just kind of use that. Yeah, sounds good, guys.
Will there be placement matches again?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
10 placement matches. So and that's the other thing that was weird is, like, if you play 60, like, let's say you play 60 in your 10 matches, you could theoretically play 10 matches and get 300 competitive points at the end of the season. That seems a little...
60 was 300?
Yeah.
That sucks. Man.
No.
Was it 65?
60 was 200.
Oh, 65 then.
Because we got 120, didn't we, Tony?
Yeah, we got 120.
So 65 then maybe, but like, see, you could theoretically just play 10 matches and get the max amount of competitive points. That seems doesn't seem right.
They're gonna,
so I'm hoping
they
kind of change that because you could place at 60 and be a top 6% player, apparently, and just play 10 matches.
What do competitive points even do for you again? Is
buying
that
golden guns.
Yeah,
I think they'll add something more this season, some other incentive, but they'll add pieces for it, make it more virtual. Tony, what have you been up to?
I think I mentioned this last week. If not, doesn't really matter. I picked up Fire Emblem Fates again.
I'm playing
through the Final Path Revelations. And, man, I love Fire Emblem. I love Fire Emblem so much, and I think overall, from the gameplay perspective, it's definitely better than Awakening, but, like, the characters and the story aren't, and it
bothers me. They're just not as attachable. Like, that's the vibe I got right away from the game. Like, I just kind of, like, I liked, I mean, I'm going to get back to it. I just charged up my 3DS, actually, to finish up Conquest. Because it's been off for months. So I just charged it up, and so that's ready to go tonight. But, like, that's the vibe I got. Like, it's not the same attachment to the characters that I had so far.
And it's a shame because, like, I think from the gameplay perspective, they improved, like, just in the map variety, map missions, like, mission objectives and stuff like that are all fun. And it's a cool premise of having, like, two different warring factions and you go through different paths, like, doing that, but, like, execution is kind of off. Revelation is starting to make more sense, but, like, and in a way, it's almost like Zero Time Dilemma where I'm just, like, it's kind of like, I saw the twist and I'm just, like, kind of just trying to go through the motions now. I'm just like, like the story. It doesn't even make sense. I don't care. I'm just like, yep. Let me just kill some people. I just want to kill some people and level my dudes up and get them to have babies so their babies are fucking psychotic
super
killers on the battlefield map and just run through an army by themselves. Like, fuck. Just let me get to that. But I mean, I'm enjoying it. It's just the story leaves much to be desired. So I'm hoping that the next iteration will be improved on that aspect. But it's weird because they hired a mangaka, which is a Japanese comic author, to write the story for this game because the stories were kind of like, you know, ho-hum before. So I'm just like, you guys hired a writer and the story got worse. What does that mean? Question mark. You
know, yeah. Hire somebody better.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see. But that's pretty much all I've been up to.
All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap up episode 307, listeners and viewers. Thank you for tuning in. Next week, you can expect... actually, we're going to have the PlayStation event next week on Tuesday, right?
Not before the podcast.
Not before.
Maybe we hold the... I think we hold the games one until after. We'll figure it out next week. Maybe we'll just do a bonus round for the PS event. Yeah. I love doing it. It's an event. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we're getting a new console announced, so it might be worth doing. So, listeners, look for some bonus round content or maybe just a later episode for Gamescast. Tune in next week. We're going to definitely have some cool stuff. We'll have... I'm sure maybe... The show will leak out anyways. But so tune in next week, and I hope you enjoyed the episode. Write us podcast@allyoucangeek.net for all your questions, comments, anything you have for us. Please let us know what you think of the episodes and the content, and what you'd like to hear. We love to have content. We love to have topics. So if you can give us a topic to talk about, we'd love to do that. Follow us on Twitter, All You Can Geek. Like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. So if you're not already doing that, we're on YouTube. We have video of this, and you can see my amazingly awesome salt shirt. There it is. All right. Tune in next week, guys and listeners. Thanks. Yeah.